Good afternoon, the Exotic Fat. This is Emily.
Hi, Emily. My name's Nicole. I've been recommended to you from another vet that you treat chickens and parrots.
Yep.
Oh, beautiful. Wonderful. So I have a little beacon bantam girl. Should be a puller. She wouldn't be laying eggs or anything yet. But I think she's got her crop has gone up sideways and it's filling with food, but it's not draining. And I also have a peach-faced parrot, conure, sorry.
A peach that I would like.
Yeah, it's a conure.
Oh,
But a peach-faced conure.
Right.
I may have that wrong. I've just, the research I've been doing, because I used to have a son conure.
Yeah.
And there's supposedly different categories of names within the conure family.
There are. There's green cheeks, and then they have all their different mutation shapes.
Green cheeks.
Yeah.
So okay. I knew I had something wrong.
Yeah. Look, I just want to let you know, just really quickly, I don't have any appointments until next Monday.
I was actually hoping for the 15th.
Well, with your chicken with the crop, I wouldn't leave it.
Yep. So when's the next available for her then?
Monday is my next available, just in general. Like, I'm fully booked until Monday.
Okay.
So I'd probably see if Vet MD at Murrumba Downs is able to get you in. They do have an avian vet there. I don't know his availability, but they might be able to see your chicken sooner.
Right, okay. Because she's still eating and drinking. I have been massaging it. But the other thing too is I'm not sure if it is definitely that and it's a fluid build-up or something. So,
Is she noticing feces okay?
Yep, all of that. Everything's still very normal. And I breed them. I have about 60-odd chickens. So I think I've experienced most things.
Cool. And they've been wormed recently?
All up to date with their worming. Everything's all up to date. But, yeah, it's quite abnormal where I think it's more of a growth something than it's a crop necessarily.
Right.
But it is all on the side. It's not across the chest like it should normally be.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering if the growth is prohibiting all the food from actually going through and it's starting to build up a bit.
Yeah, potentially, which will then stunt her growth as well.
Lead
to a lot of other complications later on if it is a growth. What it is really. I can book in your green cheek for I can do the 16th.
15th.
I can't do the 15th. I can do the 16th.
So what about the Thursday of that week? Can you do that Thursday?
Absolutely.
Okay, that'd be
great. Yeah, which is the 18th.
Yep, perfect.
Wonderful. I would try and see if VetMD or there is the Brisbane Bird and Exotic Vet, they're in Green Slopes. They're very good as well. I know that they're a bit
I can't get to Green Slopes. I did call the one at Brighton and they weren't available for a couple of weeks.
No, so we're the avian vet that were from there, so they don't see things that they saw birds or anything anymore, but maybe they do.
Right, okay. Well, can I just book my parrot in? Sorry, I sort of blank. Get that booked in.
That's all good.
And then we can have a chat to what we need to do about my other chicken and go from there. So I don't know how old he is. I don't know what sex he is.
I'll just grab your details first. Just make a file.
Yeah, go for it.
So what was your first name?
Nicole. Lee, L-double-E.
Yep.
My contact. Yeah, so Nikki, N-I-double-K-I.
Yep.
L29@hotmail.com.
Radio, and your number ending in 426, is this your best contact?
Correct. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Perfect.
And what is your home address?
250. Woodlands Drive, Wanuran.
Beautiful. All righty. And what's Konya's name?
Mango.
Mango. Beautiful. And you don't know if he's male or female?
No, I want to have him sexed to see if I can figure it out, because I need to get him a buddy.
Yeah, for those times, we've got to do a DNA sexing for that. So we just take a small sample of blood, send it to an external laboratory, and we get results within a week or two.
Perfect. Yep.
So we can definitely do that at the consult. That's not a problem at all. And you don't know how old Mango is either, do you?
No idea. I don't know what his health is like. I've only had him for probably 4 weeks now. Got him from the produce where I get my horse food from, and he wasn't well kept there.
Yeah. All right.
So he's in a huge, big aviary now.
Yeah.
Lots of boys and stuff, but I don't know what type of worming to give him if he's not been wormed before. So I really need a full workup done on him.
Yeah, no worries.
So I know he's not handled. I'm working on him with that, but he's not handled.
No, that's good.
Beautiful.
Oh, my computer is just having a fit. Hang on.
Technology.
Yeah, honestly, this time of the afternoon.
Oh, yeah. I know the feeling.
I believe it's a 9 a.m. that I've got on the 18th. Is there a particular time that was good for you?
First up is great. Perfect.
Yeah, gorgeous. Alrighty.
Just roughly, how much is the consult and, I don't know, the DNA testing?
Yeah, alrighty. So, let me just pop this in so that way I don't get switched off my feet. The consult is 170.
Okay.
And what have we got here? Health check. And the DNA sexing, I believe it's 66. Let me just double check. Yeah, 66 for the DNA sexing.
Perfect. And then, yeah, you sell all the wormers and everything and stuff if that's what I need to get for him. Do you sell all that there?
We can just do that while he's here.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah,
awesome,
we
cool.
just do it by the with a crop needle.
Okay.
So, yeah, we can just do that for you while he's here. That's not a problem.
Okay. Also, you don't recommend leaving my chicken until Monday.
So how quickly is this growth?
It's been growing over a number of weeks.
Okay.
I've been able to slow it down a little bit. As I said, I've been massaging it. That's why I'm kind of thinking, could it be food? It's not sauerkraut because she hasn't got the other symptoms that go with it.
No, and it's passing feces well. So the other concern is that if it is a foreign body that she's not able to pass, or if it is a mass or something, but if she's otherwise bright in herself, she's eating well, passing feces with no trouble, I would just, keep an eye on it. The sooner you can get a scene to, the better. But it just, the concern is that if it is, a growth or something. Then
can I just book her in with you for Monday for the moment, and if I can get her in somewhere else beforehand,
absolutely,
then I will. Wonderful.
Yeah. If she's clinically otherwise well, then it's okay to leave her until the Monday. My assumption was that she was quite unwell, but if she's otherwise okay.
Well, what time have you got on the Monday?
I can do 11:30 for you.
Perfect. Yep.
Okay. Wonderful. And what is, do we have a name or anything like that for her?
Rosie.
Perfect. And what breed is she again?
She is a mottled Pekin Bantam.
Beautiful. Do you breed the Pekins?
Yes, I breed probably about 12 different breeds of chickens, all the way up to Brahmas and Belgian Dools. So.
Oh, wonderful. Do you vaccinate them for marriage, just out of curiosity?
No, I've been researching where I can get them because I want to start doing that and the coccidiosis because I found I've got a strong strain here. So. So definitely want to get that sorted. I haven't had Merricks before. I've been lucky enough to not have that happen here.
Yeah.
But never say never.
No, well that's it, hey. And how old is Rosie again, sorry?
She would be probably coming on 5 months old now.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, we'll see you 11:30 on Monday with her.
Yep. Okay. Beautiful. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate
it. No worries at all, Nicole. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.